What does your intimate relationship say about you? Why do we seek and attract certain people that we do? And on this morning's program, we're also going to be having a chat about infidelity. What is that? Muhammad's been listening to the program. Very good morning to you, Muhammad.
Very good morning.
And welcome to the program. We're talking about relationships. You've been listening to what we've been talking about, and you'd like to pose a question to Cynthia Gonzalez, my guest.
Yes, right. Hi, Gonzalez.
Hi.
Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Muhammad.
Well, you are more experienced in this particular phenomena, but I just want to know that, well, there are always negative and positive impacts in any relationship.
Yes.
Either parents or children or wife or husband or whatever it is. But what is that which makes our relation fresh forever?
Excellent question. What makes our relationship fresh forever or alive or dynamic? Excellent.
Yes, right.
Excellent, excellent. The number one answer is radical honesty, transparency, truth. And this is hard. This is really hard. It can be down to, you know, your breath isn't, I'm having a hard time, you've got bad breath. Or to the more serious kinds of real character kinds of shortcomings in a person. And the problem, in order to keep, to have truth and radical honesty in the whole range, is that it takes a certain level of strength of self to sustain not only daring to speak one's truth, but also daring to hear it. And that comes back to the emotional intelligence. If there isn't a certain foundation of emotional intelligence which allows for that kind of exchange of real truth, then that will be problematic. And so there's another author that I would like to quote. His name is David Schnarch, and he wrote Passionate Marriage. And in his book, he says, when you go to a restaurant and you see the couple that have been married for 25, 30 years, and they have nothing to say to each other, and they eat their meal in silence, it's not that they have nothing to say to each other, it's that they have so much to say, but they just haven't dared to say it.
Right. I got it. I got it. Thank you so much for a lovely answer of my question.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Muhammad, thank you very much for joining us, and thanks for sharing your question with us.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
One thing I just want to also offer that just is some lovely little telltale signs is that, first of all, in order for radical honesty or transparency to exist in a relationship, which definitely, and I've seen it through all my years of research and different work with people, is that it definitely does keep the relationship and the intimate relationship at its edge. Now, alive and fresh. Now, in order for that to happen, there have to be two fundamental qualities in order for radical honesty to exist in a relationship. And that is, number one, appreciation. The person has to feel that they're appreciated, that they're liked. If they feel that deep down their partner doesn't respect them or doesn't really like them, then that's not going to lend to a place of radical honesty.
And I would imagine that that's not just a conscious thought. That itself would be felt on so many levels.
Absolutely.
Because often we can put these things outside of our conscious mind,
exactly.
But we inherently feel it. We don't really know what's wrong, but there's a sense of it.
Exactly.
And I think both people can feel it, whether you're the one who don't really like the person or whether you're on the receiving end of that.
Exactly. And so that's the first thing. So if there is an appreciation and general good respect, a real heart-to-heart respect, then the radical honesty will not exist. And the second thing, which is incredibly important, is safety. Now, I mean safety on many levels. I mean safety physically, that there is not going to be physical violence if I speak my truth. I mean safety in the sense of emotionally, that I will not be betrayed or humiliated or have my character assassinated. And also, and in this part of the world, I have noticed safety legally, that someone will not use laws against me if I am going to speak my truth. And sometimes in marriage, that can be a really important factor.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is any wink of unsafety, then what will happen is that the person will close down. And the minute the person closed down, it drains the life force energy of that relationship. And then resentments start accruing, hiding, deception, even at the most emotional level. I'm not talking about the big lies. I'm talking about the little ones.
Such as, I'm
really hurt by what you said, but I won't tell you that because I'm scared. And so then everything starts accumulating.
That can be really problematic, because if you've grown up in a household where that fear was already embedded at a very young age, so it didn't allow you to speak up to say that really hurt me or what have
exactly.
you, that will just continue all the
exactly.
way through.
Exactly. And then we come back mm-hmm. to a conscious versus an unconscious marriage or relationship. And one of the qualities that makes a very special, beautiful conscious relationship is that each partner agrees to be each other's agent for healing of whatever that unfinished business is of the past.
And that's a big commitment.
That is.
It really is.
And it takes a certain level of emotional work to get to the place where you're truly ready to do that.
And maturity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Emotional maturity
yes.
there. Just getting back to that point about safety?
And appreciation.
Safety and appreciation. It also depends on how one defines safety or appreciation. I think appreciation is a lot more wider understood in terms of appreciation, respect. I think collectively we can understand that. But I think safety can be defined in many, many different ways. In a relationship, the way I personally would define safety is in someone's intelligence. Because if someone is cleverer than me and someone can forecast what's going on and they can make sense of something faster than what I can, that to me indicates safety. I will be very, very safe with that person mm-hmm. because they'll always make sure, they'll always be watching out for me. Mm-hmm. That to me is safety. Mm-hmm. I'm not so phased about economic safety. Yeah. I'm not so... I've never been ridiculously rich and I've never been ridiculously poor. I've always just been, you know, middle of the road, and I'm happy with that. But the intelligence is really important to me because that's safety.
But, you know, that's a brilliant point there. But when you describe that, you are describing an emotionally centered adult person, a person who is in their adult self. But the reality is that everyone has a wounded child inside themselves to some degree, some very little, it's pretty minor, some very radical, have been severely traumatized by childhood. So to whatever degree, that any person will have their moments of going into what I call when the inner child is behind the steering wheel, where the inner child is running the show. Now what happens when both inner child children of each spouse or each partner is getting triggered at the same time, then that's where it becomes bickering or arguing or worse. And this is one of the biggest telltale signs in a relationship, and this is something I would encourage any of the listeners to listen to or to consider. Think about any relationships that you've had or if you're currently married, if when there's been a lot of bickering or arguing, that is automatically a sign that both inner children are out at the same time. There's no one home babysitting them.
Oh, wow. That's incredibly powerful, isn't it? That's amazing. 4001, if you would like to join in the discussion on this morning's program. I can see that there's a few of you already sending through your SMSs. After this break, we'll be reading out some of those. If you would like to contribute to this morning's program, ask any questions. Cynthia Gonzalez is my co-host. She's a human relations coach. She's also an aspiring author and an emotional intelligence trainer. We're taking a look at relationships.